Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Bird.
There are two men on the third floor of an undescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Yes, we are on the balcony.
Yes.
Hello, the balcony is open. My name is Scott.
And I am Anthony, and you are lucky to be with us again.
Yes. And thank you for joining us and subscribing to the podcast.
Yes, we're going to sound like dicks for the next 2 hours. No. It's just that today, you know, we always say that if we have a special show or it's a great show, but today, we actually mean it.
Yeah, this is a really good show.
I love when we do these, when we do a theme within a theme.
This is one of our newest programs. This is actually episode 2 of X Chromosome, and this is a tribute to the women of music.
That's right.
Covering all genres of music.
Yeah.
And so we've got a whole bunch of music put together for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
featuring ladies' voices. Looking through the list, I'm trying to think if there are even any male singers at all. There might be a couple of chiming ins.
Rilo Kiley, maybe, who we have.
No, there. I think that's just her on that one. Well, really? No, the guys might be doing a little oohs and ahs in the background. But I think that there's no other male voices in the show.
So, okay.
That's not bad.
We got all. It's going to be nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch. So
it's proving that we can be sensitive, damn it.
Right. We know what's good music.
We're total feminists. We think chicks can rock too.
Well, we try and keep the sensitivity channels open.
Yes, exactly. We're going to start with this nice song. This is a beautiful cover of Put a Little Love in Your Heart by Mary Fraser Jones.
Much safer in your castle. Mine got lost somewhere. You make me wanna wear dresses. You make me wanna wear dresses. You look at me so fragile. You make me think about nothing. It feels so good like that. You look at me so fragile, so full of desire. Wide, wide open spaces. You make me wanna wear dresses. Wide, wide open spaces. You make me wanna wear dresses. You make me wanna wear dresses. You look at me so fragile. Wide, wide open spaces. Wide, wide open spaces. Take me to your castle. It feels so good in there. Much, much safer in your castle. Mine got lost. You make me wanna wear dresses. It's much, much safer in my dresses. You make me wanna wear dresses.
Cause I know very well, I can tell, this will be my last date with you. Just can't believe that this could end. I know I'll never love again. You ask me to be just a friend, but it's plain as can be. I can see this will be my last date with you. I know that was because you asked me. I gave my love in all.
Ms. Patty Griffin.
That's right. We had to include one sad girl with a guitar song. We just did.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one. I really like that song.
Making Pies is the name of it.
Making Pies. What a sad, sad girl song. You can live or die or just make pies. I'll make pies all day.
Wow. That's
how sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
So you probably wrote that for her cat.
What do we have in that set?
All right, so we started with Mary Fraser Jones doing Put a Little Love in Your Heart. And that is from, do you have that this collection, right? Good to the Last Drop, Rare 60s and 70s Soul?
No, I don't have that.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I don't.
But it is literally one of the greatest things known to man. It is this amazing collection, and I think it's a double record, and it's just like really deep album tracks like that never charted or did anything.
Wow.
And they're all astounding. It's this amazing record, so I totally recommend going to our website.
Going to the website and buying it, clicking on the link.
Click on the song, go to Amazon, pick it up. You'll be the belle of the ball of any party you go to if you bring this record. Literally, it's one of those, Scott. You should have it.
Cool.
Next time you go to Amoeba.
All right, okay.
They will have it, you buy it.
All right.
All right, and then we played a great song from Lisa Germano called The Dresses Song, and that's from her second record, I believe. It's called Happiness. And Lisa is wonderful. And come back, Lisa. Make another record. It's been years.
She hasn't
made a record in probably 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
She's really great, too. And were you familiar with her first life?
Yes, absolutely.
I think she's a great, great violinist. And she was in John Mellencamp's band through the 80s. So when you hear Paper and Fire, that's her playing violin. And she's really great. So that's Lisa Germano. Then we played a hipster song called Feet Asleep by Thao Nguyen and her band The Get Down Stay Down. And that's from their album We Brave, Bee Stings, and All. It's a terrible name for a record.
Oh, my God.
And then, let's move it along.
I like that.
It's kind of goofy. And then we played Hortense Ellis doing Last Date, and that's from the Trojan Country Reggae box set, which is one of the myriad of Trojan box sets. We recommend all of them.
There are so many of them.
There's probably about 10 or so that are full-on mega box sets, and they do decades and then genres and then areas, too, because there's a UK box, too. And, oh, man.
They're on and on.
Yeah, it really does, and they're all tremendous. It's like kind of like the way the Motown ones are, where you get each year was its own box, and they were, you think you'd get burned out by it, but you really
don't. And Trojan had their sub-labels, too. I mean,
because Trojan was really, they bought anything on the island that was recorded, so even if you were in a micro label, you wanted to bing on Trojan, because it was run like the mafia, too, so.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, were you familiar with Trojan Records, the
Not
story?
Completely.
No. Oh, you should. I think there's a book about it. We might have to look online during the break, but I'd recommend getting to know it. It's a good story. Like kind of like Jamaica Records Jamaica's version of the Casablanca record story, where it's all kind of drugs and guns.
One of those stories. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we finished up with Patty Griffin doing Making Pies from her album 1,000 Kisses.
All right.
There you go, Scott.
All right. Very cool. More music here on X Chromosome Episode 2. Let's get back to it.
You want to get right into it? I love this song.
This is Melanie.
You know that this is a big favorite of mine.
Yes, I was going to say a big favorite.
You alluded
favorite
to
Anthony.
It when you saw it on the set when I showed you what I picked.
That's
you're like,
right.
Oh, your friend Melanie.
Your friend Melanie. That was my comment of it. You know, many of you may remember the studio version on Top 40 Radio from the 60s.
From a million years ago. I think it's on one of those AM Gold collections. It's probably on all of them.
This is a live version from Carnegie Hall. This is Brand New Key.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. Oh, yes, I did. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate, don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For somebody who don't drive, well, I've been all around the world. if you were at home. She said yes, but you weren't alone. Oh, sometimes I think that you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. That we should get together and try them out, you see. La 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 la. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
I
grass, it was a ticking, and the sun was on the rise. I never felt so wicked as when I willed our love to die. And I was your silver lining, as the story goes. I was your silver lining, but now
Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. Do you like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul. Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Alan Toussaint.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Thank you.
I'd rather fight than have to lie.
Just for children in school. I fell in love with love.
Damn, that was a hot song, man. That was really great.
Very sweet.
That's a funky song for Motown. That's weird. I every once in a while, they had this kind of jazzy beat to them, or some of the artists, Paula Greer especially, tried her hand at jazz singing, and it sounds like Dinah Washington or Sarah Vaughan. It's really great. I wish they had actually done more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was like, good.
Yeah,
that
Motown's take on jazz is pretty fucking solid.
Sometimes they hit a good one.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one. Hey, it's your turn. Why don't you tell us what we played in that set?
Oh, I suppose I could do
something.
You know
who we started with.
We started all with your friend and mine. She's becoming my friend too, Melanie. And
how could you not smile when that song is on, man?
Yeah, I know. It's a cute song. What can I tell you? Okay. That's live at Carnegie Hall. That's fun. And Sinead O'Connor right after that from Lion and the Cobra, and the song Jackie from that record. And we followed that up with Rilo Kiley. And from Under the Black Light.
Love them.
Yes, very cool.
Jenny Lewis. Silver
Lining, the name of that one. Yeah. Pick up on some of Jenny Lewis's solo stuff as well.
Yeah, her solo work is really tremendous, especially her first record. Yeah, yes. The Watson Twins record is great.
And right after that, The Pretenders, Ms. Chrissy Hynde. Ms. Chrissy Hynde. I'll put that in. Ms. Chrissy Hynde, The Pretenders, Watching the Clothes Go Round. That is the third record, the third Pretenders record, Learning to Crawl. The name of that one.
Yeah, they survived the 80s pretty well.
And they survived the deaths of two members of the band. Pete
yeah,
Farndon.
Yeah, that I did not know until you told me.
Pete Farndon and James Honeyman Scott.
Not really a big Pretenders fan. So.
Yeah, no, that
was
a
bummer.
Yeah, it was a big loss. And big architects of the sound of the first two records, man. But they kind of held it together, and Learning
yeah,
to Crawl
really
is
did.
A pretty good record.
Yeah.
So check that out. And then Sonic Youth on after that with Kim Gordon on the vocals from the record Washing Machine that was called Little Trouble Girl.
Yeah, with some assist from Kim Deal from the Pixies. She's singing on that one, too.
Oh,
yes,
all right.
I looked it up on the internet and found that out.
Oh, my goodness. You're holding
yes.
back your information. What's happened to full disclosure?
Yes.
And Paula Greer ended that set with Falling in Love with Love from the Complete Motown Singles Volume 3, 1963.
Go get it.
Oh, my goodness. It's heaven. It's nice. It's good things. It's X Chromosome Episode 2. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. Yeah, we're having a blast so far.
We're having a good time, man.
And we're showing that women can do just as much interesting music as men can.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm glad we decided on doing
I am, too. I really am, too, because they deserve it. One. And two, it's an excuse for another kind of show to do.
Yeah. Since we got so much music, I might as well break it down. Break it down into one more compartment.
I'm sure we'll decide on another show eventually too.
Yeah,
but it's just great to have a reason to play music, and then you know, it's also another excuse to do kind of like a free form kind of show because there is no real theme to this one exactly. So it's just cool to like you know play a country song and a folk song and an R&B song. It's just kind of cool.
Yeah. Dish it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, for a different flavor.
And this next song is totally a different flavor.
Oh, my God.
This is a great song, though. This is
The Slits' instant hit.
Yep.
Yeah. today I sat alone at the window, and I watched our little girl outside at play with the little boy next door. Like so many times before, but something didn't seem quite right today. So I went outside to see what they were doing, and then the teardrops made my heart go dim, 'cause I heard him name again, and I hung my head in shame when I heard our little girl say to him, I don't wanna play house, I know it can't be fun. I've watched mommy and daddy, and if that's the way it's done, I don't wanna play house, it makes my mommy cry. 'Cause when she played house, my daddy said goodbye. I don't wanna play house, I know it can't be fun. I've watched mommy and daddy, and if that's the way it's done, I don't wanna play house. Played house, my daddy said goodbye. Thank you.
Little
a great
yes,
song.
Yes, that's so sweet. I like that, man.
You dig that one, did you? I knew you would like that one.
Yes, that was very cool. Sleater-Kinney. This rock
and they rock. It's pronounced rock Slater all the time, Kenny Scott. I'm gonna pull
Slater.
Yeah, wait. Flag.
Oh, you threw the silver flag.
I threw the flag on you, Slater Kinney. Come on, man.
Slater.
Okay. Slater Kinney.
Even though it's spelled Sleater.
Yes, they will come and stomp on you in their Doc Martens for getting it wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
I can hardly
two out of three of them are cute.
Slater.
Yes.
Slater.
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 Slater. Stomp on me.
All right. Let me read what we played in that set.
Okay.
All right, so we started with the Slits doing an awesome song called Instant Hit from their record Cut, which is really, really tremendous. We totally recommend. And then a sad-sounding Tammy Wynette song called I Don't Want to Play House, and that's from her 16 biggest hits. I believe that is number 12 of 16.
Okay.
And then we played Roseanne Cash doing I'll Change for You from Rules of Travel. And I was wrong at the beginning of the show. There actually is a male voice that I forgot about. Steve Earle jumping in for some backgrounds on this one.
That's
so
right.
If there's one man in the show and it's Steve Earle, I think that's okay.
Okay.
I think it's all right.
That's acceptable.
And then we played a great song from Mama Cass doing called Welcome to the World. And that's from an LP called Music From and Inspired by the Motion Picture. Was it Beautiful Thing? Is that what it's called?
Well, let's see. It's Beautiful Thing.
Yeah, Beautiful Thing.
All right.
Which I have no idea what that movie is, but the record that comes with the soundtrack is all Mama Cass songs, and the soundtrack is tremendous because it's really pretty songs. It's like her first actual solo record, and it's really great. So she's kind of at top form, and I don't know anything about the movie at all, but the record is great. You should check it out. You would dig it.
I will check that out.
She's really wonderful, and
right.
So she doesn't have to bother with any background singing. It's it's all her.
Wow, that's great.
And she's the strongest voice in their band anyway, so in the Mamas and the Papas. She really is.
And I guess solo stuff by Mama Cass would be something worth looking into.
Yeah.
It's probably very rare and
not very much. There's one solo record called, what was it, Mama's Big Ones? Is that what it's called, I think?
Something like that, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's another one, or maybe another one may be released posthumously, but during her lifetime, I think there's only one solo record in this soundtrack. And then we played Slater Kinney doing Little Babies from Dig Me Out. And now, putting his glass of water down, lubricated, doing the plug, Scott.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Anthony. Appreciate the introduction there. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many ways to enjoy this here radio station known as Balcony Radio. The first place you can do it is, of course, well, you can contact us first off at balconyradio@gmail.com. That's the email by which you can contact us and send us your comments, your criticisms, your complaints, and your suggestions, requests, and anything else at that email address, balconyradio@gmail.com. It's all there, and we answer them eventually. You know, we will reply. Yes, we certainly will. And, of course, that will lead you to the website, which is balconyradio.com. And there you'll hear our 24-hour stream 7 days a week. And I say 7 days a week because it does change on the seventh day, and I'll get to that in just a second. The 6 days, you hear the multi-genre distribution of music known as the Balcony Radio stream.
And on the seventh day,
day, it turns to jazz for 24 hours from midnight to midnight. So that's something for everybody there at Balcony Radio. You can just leave it on while you do your desktop work and listen to the fine display of music coming through balconyradio.com.
Yeah, give up on radio. Just put us on. We're really better than radio.
And, of course, you can find the links on our playlist there that will lead you to where you can purchase the different items that we play here at Balcony Radio and the different shows that we play, and you can buy the different records that are available there. We try and find them, even though they may be somewhat hard to find, but we'll do our best to find the best possible deal for you there. Yeah. Where you can purchase that, and we highly, highly recommend that. And of course, you can listen to all some past episodes of the podcast, which you have subscribed to right now, because we do post them on the website as well. Past episodes of our podcasts, of our of the different shows that we do. Oh my God, we do so many different podcast shows. We have this show, we have a country show, we have
a rock show,
a Stone show, a Beatles show. We have them all, folks. We have so many shows. You can check them all out at balconyradio.com. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast at iTunes and just type in Balcony Radio. And there you have the different shows on Sunday. And then on Wednesdays, we drop a show called the 101 Series, which is a tribute to an artist, place, or genre, or label cool or something like that that we find somewhat interesting and that we hope you'll find interesting as well. So that's on Wednesday. So you get about three and a half hours
usually
of music podcast each week here from BalconyRadio.com.
And of course, getting you through your work week.
Yes. And you can friend us at Facebook and just type in Balcony Radio. And there you have it. That's the places to contact us. And by all means, please, first of course, send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com. And we sure would love to hear from you, baby. Because...
Oh, God. This is a terrible segue you're in the middle of.
My
Are you going to do this? Oh,
my daddy flies a ship in the sky.
My daddy flies. My daddy flies. A curly-headed kid with a sunshiny smile heard the roar of the plane as it sailed through the sky. To her playmates she cried with a bright twinkling eye. My daddy flies that ship in the sky. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. Mama's not a fake, neither am I. My daddy flies that ship in the sky. And that button-nosed kid, as he kicked up his heels, said, my daddy works in the iron and the steel. My daddy makes planes so they fly through the sky. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. You're not afraid, well neither am I. 'Cause my daddy keeps your daddy up there so high. And a shy little girl pinched her toe in the sand and said, my daddy works at the place where they land. So you tell your mama, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. So don't be afraid if it gets dark and rains, 'cause my dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. Mama's not afraid, neither am I. Daddy rides that ship in the sky.
My eyes keep telling me that
becomes a foreign substance, and see it as you let it dry. I forgive my nature, or I'll be my saint. I can always feel you in heaven. Living in the past, I think if I remember that I'll forget this. I know you well. Kill the sky, the sun will fry.
Not a boat.
It's not a basement.
It's a balcony.
Great googly moogly.
From
the city.
This is the balcony.
If I were a weapon, you said I'd be a gun. Lethal at close range, I guess, with silencer and stun. I feel more like a needle, always pulling on the thread, always making the same point again, and wondering if you heard what I just said. If you were a weapon, a hammer's what you'd be, blunt and heavy at the end, and coming down on me. I've concealed a weapon like a pocket knife attack, all folded up inside until you see the shine, and then you want it back. Knife attack, or hold it up inside until you see the shine, and then you want it back. If I were a weapon, you said I'd be a gun.
lethal at close range, I guess with silencer and stun. If I am the weapon, I am pointing now at you. So just put down the hostage and I'll talk it down until we see this through. Talk it down until we see this through.
That was a really great song. So, do you want to tell the people what we played, or should I read it off? Why don't you do it this time?
Oh, okay, I'll do it this time.
Yeah, I'm going to tune you out.
Fine, tune me out. You sit there and just be...
I'm just going to lean back in my chair.
Just be tuneless, man.
Yep.
All right, we started out with Sid
Cross
Straw.
Legs up here.
We started out with Sid Straw. Yeah,
yep.
From Daddy O Daddy, Rare Family Songs of Woody Guthrie, and My Daddy Flies a Ship in the Sky. That's pretty wild. Some alternate Woody Guthrie there for you. Yes, thank you very much. And we followed that up with Phyllis Dillon, a reggae song from Birth of the Trojan, Duke Reed Rocksteady 1967. And that song was called A Thing of the Past. And hey,
Lou.
Yeah. And then right after that, Throwing Muses from a record called House Tornado, and Mexican Women. That's a pretty good song.
That was a great
pretty
song,
cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Followed that up with Suzanne Vega from her record Songs in Red and Gray and If I Were a Weapon. And pretty potent stuff there. Really good stuff. And then Smokin' Rose Batista singing a real smoking song there in Sweetheart Darlin' from Northern Soul Girl Group. One of those British releases, you know, when they it's
really
hard
great.
One of those hard to find imports, man. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, it was I think it was digital only, but I have it as a download. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Because that was it's pretty sweet when you find some rare stuff like that.
And God, yeah.
When you find a voice, you know, that's been lost in the ages, mm-hmm. and you know, it's.
It literally is a diamond in the rough situation, or like finding something cool at a yard sale. It's that same feeling of like, oh, score.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what is this? Oh, it's a rare copy of...
whatever. You know. Something that no one else has but me now.
And what's this autograph on here? Oh, Jay Brown? What does that say? It's like finding that Van Gogh at the antique
shop.
Yeah,
I love those stories where people... what was that one lady who found Jackson Pollock? Do you remember that story?
Oh, yeah. She found
some lost
Jackson
Pollock.
She didn't know
who he was, and it was a Jackson Pollock piece that she bought at some, like, truck stop yard sale, or truck stop, like, bazaar or something, like, weird something, and it wound up selling for, like, $30 million.
Oh. Anyway, I think she bought it, like, for $20 or something like that.
Or there was another one that I thought was cool, was that one guy who went to, I think, a yard sale and bought, like, a box of photographic prints, and they wound up being Ansel Adams. That happened a couple of years ago.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Well, a little luck like that can always change things.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, let's go to the yard sale, Scott.
I don't know. Let's just listen to some more music.
Oh, this is one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite artists. So this is Beth Orton, Heartland Truck Stop.
Cross my stream, never seems to get broken. Never could, never would, never clouds up my day. See, I wanted to give, then I just couldn't take it. I wanted to love, and I turned around and hated it. If I ever knew, I'd try to tell. Give my heart, but I never sell. Supermarket of a soul. See, I'm walking on water. The silence is finest, don't give me your word. Your silence speaks louder. Come on, give me a word. I don't want nobody knowing how the hurt in me works. If they ever knew, they might just sell. Give them my heart and then never tell. Supermarket of a soul. Bridge builders' daughters with incestuous dreams. Confidentially speaking, all is as it seems. Confidentially speaking, all is as it seems. A sign of spring was nowhere.
the trees in Central Park were anything but green. And then that cloudy morning slowly cleared. Tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day.
Salty spray when storms are mine.
That's very nice.
Oh, that was a really great song.
Very sweet.
Thanks for opening the window, Scott.
Sorry.
Man,
I just lost control.
We were just sitting here just kind of both like kind of swaying to that song. Like, that was really pretty.
Yeah, man. That was...
That's a totally different song for Karen Dalton, because usually she does kind of stompy folk songs where she sounds like that. Like
kind of gut buckety.
Yeah, she sounds kind of like Tom Waits a little bit usually. But I like that. That was really pretty. She actually sang.
Yeah, that was a sweet song. It was really sweet. Something on Your Mind.
Yeah, that was great. So why don't I read it
yeah,
this time?
Yeah, go right ahead.
So we started with Beth Orton doing Heartland Truck Stop, and that's from her great record, Comfort of Strangers. And then we played Peggy Lee doing Cloudy Morning, and that's from Mink Jazz, which is a really tremendous album. There's a lot of good stuff on that. And then Sushi and the Banshees doing Nicotine Stain, and that's from The Scream. What a great album title.
Yes.
And then Sandy Denny from her quasi-self-titled record, Sandy, doing Listen, Listen. And we finished up there with Karen Dalton doing Something on Your Mind from In My Own Time. Oops.
Just knocking it all
knocked
over.
Into the table there, sorry.
Oh, okay. And I gave you a new chair and everything.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't even notice that. It is a new chair.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I haven't squeaked in 2 hours.
Yeah,
so.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. You broke the other one.
Put it over there.
It's over there.
Oh, okay.
It's
now it's decorative.
It's a decorative art object in my living room now.
I didn't even notice that. Wow, yeah. I'm such a fucking man. All right.
Just trying to improve the place, man.
Yeah. No.
Well, so yeah. No,
now sitting here, I didn't even notice. I can see the chair from where I'm sitting. I didn't even bother to look to my left for the last 2 hours. Jesus, it's awful. Is that lazy? That's pretty lazy, isn't it?
I don't know.
There's your chair right there.
Yeah, it's right there. It's called playing too much music that's really great and not paying attention.
Yeah, that's right. The focus was over here.
And looking for other stuff on the internet and figuring
out. I walked
out
by the chair when they went to go get coffee, too.
That's
and
right.
I walked by
I'm
when
surprised
I came
you didn't kick
seat.
It with those big-ass feet of yours, man. I swear, man. What size do you wear?
These are 17.
17?
No, I'm kidding.
Are you serious?
These are 12s.
12.
Yeah, but I busted out the Timberlands today, which are super comfortable.
Your feet are 30% bigger than mine.
Really?
I wear nines.
You have very dainty little chick feet. Oh,
har. Thank you very much.
There's the pitter patter of
Scott walking
around.
Stay away from those big
blomp blomp.
Those big clod hoppers.
All right, so that was our show, and that was Foot Talk. This was Balcony Radio.
Figured enough of that. We've had fun here on episode 2 of X Chromosome.
Too much.
Letting the ladies telling us what to do.
That's right.
Which happens. So, should happen more often.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been a real blast.
Yes, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. Go to our website, balconyradio.com. Check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast.
Send us an email balconyradio@gmail.com.
That's right. Friend us on Facebook. Do all that stuff. And we're finishing up with something really groovy. Do you want to tell us who this is?
Yes, this is Ms. Laurie Anderson. This is from her first release, album
release.
Her
biggest release, too.
Yes, this is the record Big Science. This is called It Tang. Go.
Thanks
for listening.
She said, it looks, don't you think it looks a lot like rain? He said, isn't it just like a woman? She said, it's hard, it's just hard, it's just kind of hard to say. He said, isn't it just like a woman? She said, it goes, that's the way it goes. Goes that way. He said, isn't it just like a woman? She said, it takes one to know one. He said, isn't it just like a woman? She said it to know. She said it to no one. Isn't it just like a woman?
Balcony Radio.
I like Burton and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just a fly burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.